Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
When you're running, you run for hours.
Days.
What days?
There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you. You cannot allow your mind to open up for the possibility of it can be done. Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. That's your new norm. So then it's like breathing. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not. There's a quote that was said, out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. And it's a true quote to life. I saw it going through training. I saw it everywhere I went. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that 1. And that's just how I live my life. That's why there's a lot of average. And it makes me so mad. Every day I walk this earth and I see average all over the place. And they want to ask me, how did you do it? I can't tell you how, because you're not going to do it. You're going to continue being out, because every day you wake up, like he says, it's not like get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work. Immediately, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your f***ing bed and you're in the f***ing hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't f***ing do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. There's so much in you that God or wherever the hell you believe in you that you have not unlocked. God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still f***ing in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower. Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage. And what that looks like, it looks scary. Scary to wake up every day and say, I'm stupid, but I want to figure out a way to be smarter. Versus saying, man, I just can't do that. So you limit this box. So your box becomes so small of things you can do. And then through examining myself, getting some willpower, some courage, it became bigger than this table. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking. I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy,
that's
it's cozy. That's you've got it. Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
And just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
Self-talk and visualization are the two keys to my success. I believed for that last time, 19 miles, I was indestructible. Because I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splints, stress fractures. I used all that for motivation versus negativity. I used it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are. You gotta be the hardest on the planet. Is it true? I don't give a at that time.
Right.
It got me to the finish line of that race. I believed it. I believe it today. I believed it enough to where my body said, he's not gonna stop. And that's, I took all the negative things. I need to go to the hospital, this and that. And I use this all. Who the hell could even get out of that chair? You did. Who the hell would even think about taping stress fractures up. You did. All those things I use for motivation.
When you quit, your mind does this. Because you're out. Once you say, I'm not going to quit, this is the 40%. When you quit, your mind says, we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind is it does this. It says, he's not leaving. So we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to figure this thing out. So then these compartments in your brain start to have, they have to work. They have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. So that's where the 40% thing comes in. It comes in when you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not going to quit. You're forcing your brain now to operate on a level it's not used to, but then it becomes used to it. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that shit we have nowadays, yeah, it's great. We're up to date. But your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through death, real life shit. You can't Google that shit, man. You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to. You may have a best friend you're going to. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. It's over.
And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness? I can give you a class all day long about self-talk, visualization. But if you're never putting yourself in a situation to actually practice these things, you're never going to grow. I can't put you out there in a... We're all going through a battle in our mind. A warrior is not a person that carries a gun. The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind. We're all going through a war in our mind, and we have to callous our mind to fight that war and to win that war. I call it the cookie jar. You have to remind yourself. We all have a story. All of us have gone through very hard times. Mm-hmm. But when we're in a hard time, our mind has a way of forgetting what all we've overcome. Mm-hmm. I have a way of taking 1 second when I want to quit and saying, okay, you endured this. So I look at my life and how I came up as the ultimate training ground, mm-hmm. versus most people look at it as why? Woe is me. God,
right,
why?
Exactly.
Why?
Right.
I had to flip this upside down and say, hang on a second. God was training me to be one of the baddest men on the planet.
Absolutely right.
That's how this was my journey. Those things beat me, but they didn't kill me.
Not at all.
I was able to work around them and figure out ways through it. So when I was in the worst time of my life in Hell Week, I looked at everybody and said, I'm the most trained person here.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
I've gone through more mental torture than any of you all can even fathom. So I'm looking at the baddest people on the planet. I'm looking at them like this. I started looking at verses like, I don't belong here, versus like, I might be the baddest person to ever come here.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
It's funny, man. People want to know how I'm always motivated. It's the unseen work. What you just said is a true statement. Those are false dopamine hits that people are giving you, man. There's no belief in that. These are teamwork dopamine. Like, I'm out running at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the gym, long sessions by myself. That's real. How I'm able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want. Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for me, people, all this, who's going to carry the boats and love? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me. And that's the one thing I'll say right now to people listening to this. A real person, a real alpha, a real go-getter, they ain't saying shit about nobody.
Correct.
That's why you will never, ever hear me dropping somebody's name, running my mouth about somebody. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you're going through. I didn't wear the shoes you wore when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up in your house. So guess what I do? Shut the f*** up. Because first of all, we're too busy trying to grind and be better. Second of all, unless we know what we know, we shut our fucking mouths. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, there's not many real men who live by that creed of like, you know, if you're on social media running your mouth and shit, mm-hmm. you're just a b-. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy. Get to work, man. That's it.
What existed for me was, okay, man, how am I going to make this work? And all I knew back then was hard work. The only way anything gets accomplished. That's all I heard back in those days. You got to work hard. I'm not getting how to, I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. I got it. I realized if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm going to try one more time. No. It's just like, alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're going to adapt and overcome now.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble. And you're good for nobody.
This is greatness. True greatness. Let's say I'm the greatest tennis player of all time. And I did 22 years. I run all the Grand Slams. I beat Roger Federer. I am the best ever. And we're having an interview. And you're talking about my greatness. Mm-hmm. What I achieved. And I'm retired. And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering it. I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. Mm. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time. When you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life
to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work. Mm-hmm. That's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life and the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again and being haunted by it. That is greatness.
If you want to be great, you want to be bad ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got through doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger school, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive. Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life, because obviously you are. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, I'll support you in that. If you're good with being who you are, that every day you wake up and every day you smell like shit because you can't wash your body well, and your skin's messed up because your health's so bad, and you can't put your clothes on right, you need help with that, that makes you feel good. See, people are haunted. So I don't say much to them. I say exactly what I said to you right there, because I was once you. Their will is so small that they don't have any, and you can't give it to them. There has to be something. This is what I'm talking about now, because this isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so bad. You have to examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? Your friend and a lot of people out here just don't want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life. Go from 3 to 350 to 400 to 450 to 500 because you don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.